carpet day!
Huh?
No!
Dada speaks to you.
Santa, you Mario!
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. I'm all out of bubblegum.
He think he's bad, he ain't got no class. I'm gonna rock this shotgun up his motherfucking ass.
In 100 years, I'll have my revenge on your great-granddaughter.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
You don't give me my money tonight. I'm gonna put that young girl of yours out on the horse, boy.
If you crave satisfaction, this is the place to find that action. And tell him I want him out of here in 24 hours. And 23 of them are already gone.
Hey, Jenna. How you doing?
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Okay.
We're both good.
It's good to be good. what have you been up to?
Just slowly dying.
Mm-hmm.
Like we all are. How about you?
Same.
Yeah.
Living at the same time, but until that time runs out. It's probably safe to say that we both definitely advanced that time watching this movie. You know what I'm saying?
And I watched it twice, so it's kind of like, you know, when like a cigarette takes like 7 years off your life or something.
Yes.
It's the same thing with watching any of the Crow sequels.
A cigarette takes 7 years off your life.
Yeah, dude, three cigarettes, you're dead.
People once believed that when someone dies, a crow carries their soul to the land of the dead. But sometimes the crow can bring that soul back to put the wrong things right. I thought that Eric was the last. I never imagined there would be another.
It's another time. It's another world. And another has been chosen.
So I wanted to talk to you because, as friends, I see on your Facebook that since the new Crow reboot with Bill Skarsgård came out with the. Or the movie hasn't come out, but they released a photo of him, like looking like the Joker.
The trailer did come out.
Yeah, I haven't seen the trailer yet.
But I heard, man!
I heard it's goofy.
Yes, it's a lot of. There's like one thing that is like my pet peeve in movies, and that's like when they have like a song like dun 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 or something like that. Like there's a beat to the song. And
I've been doing that a lot. And then in
the trailer, they'll shoot or stab to the beat of the song for some reason. Like, and they did that like five times in the fucking trailer.
Bop, 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 bop.
Yeah. And I fucking hate it. I don't know who started it, but they should stop.
Yeah. That's like this. It's definitely like every trailer that and like where they get like a popular rock song and take like the vocals out.
Oh, that in the trailer as well. I think it's like a.
Is it? Oh,
I think it's like a Black Sabbath song. I can't remember the song.
Napoleon did War Pigs.
Like, huh, I didn't even see the Napoleon trailer.
Yeah, yeah, they did War Pigs. It's like, it shows like all the battles, and you hear Ozzy just generals gather to their masses. So it's bam, 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 bam.
Yep, that's every trailer now.
Yeah, I saw one the other day for I don't remember what the movie was, but like they were using We Will Rock You or something like that. Yeah, I think it was We Will Rock You, and it was like, it's just every trailer now. Anyway, yeah, so like you've been mercilessly like making fun of like the picture that they dropped of Bill Skarsgård, so I was like, I need to get Jenna over here, and like we should make fun of one of the shitty Crow sequels. So like City of Angels, like this is definitely like a so bad as good, or maybe just so bad as piece of shit. I don't know. What do you think of the movie?
Honestly, so I watched it twice, as I said. It's really bad, but it is fun. Like,
yeah.
That's the thing about like a lot of bad movies now is like they're not fun. Like, no one's having fun when they're making it. Like, this mm-hmm. looks at least like it was fun to make, and it's fun to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I agree with you. Like, it's like the least popular Crow movie. And it's, I mean, for good reason, but same time, like, I don't know, it's the first one that I ever saw. It's like, I turned on TV one day and like, 2004 or 2003, 2004, and it was playing on TV, and I thought it was the original Crow. I was just like, "Ah, oh, so this is the Crow." Oh, okay. And
yeah, but, like we talked about how we had similar experiences where I rented the Crow, the City of Angels, from Blockbuster, which is how long ago it's been since I've seen this movie, and. Yeah, I was like, this is the Crow? This is what everyone's talking about? And then later I looked at the cover. I was like studying the cover, and I was like,
yeah, because it doesn't say the Crow 2. It just says the Crow City of Angels.
Yeah, so, and like, maybe the font was a little smaller, City of Angels, you know?
This is definitely, like, kind of a ripoff. Like, it's not a sequel, it's a ripoff of the original.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's the same thing, just again. I mean, they changed the fiance to his son, which I like that, because there's too many revenge movies where it's always like the wife gets killed or the girlfriend or whatever. And like they made it his son, and so he like in this one the Crow is just like he's just a dad, and that's kind of cool.
Yes, it is. He's just a dad, just doing dad things in the garage.
Yeah, it shows him just like working on his motorcycle, and his kids like painting the picture, and he's like making fun of like the kids painting. He's like, that's me. Like that kid, that sucks.
Like a blue sun? What are you, a fucking idiot? And also, he is a fucking idiot because, like, he hears gunshots and his reaction is like, ooh, what's that? And gleefully, like, runs over in, like, this disgusting street. Like, this dude did not raise his kid well.
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say he was a good dad, but you know what? I've very quickly changed my mind.
Yeah, I don't know. Especially in that area, it's like, and yeah. His son's just like, ooh, gunshots, what's that? Like, social service should have
been called there in the first place.
Yeah, he should have not been there.
Mean, the game must have been, like, right there, because it was like, this. As soon as he, like, went out of the building, like, they were there.
Yeah, like just stabbing someone.
Yeah. So What do you think of the whole thing? The production, the acting, the directing?
So the most glaring thing, well, I'll say that in general, the production was insane. Now that I've watched Maximum Overdrive and I know what like a movie completely fueled by cocaine looks like, I'm 90% sure that like this is the same thing, because it's just like, it's just so chaotic.
I mean, yeah, like Iggy Pop's on it and he's just constantly just doing coke, green coke.
Yeah, like
the whole time.
The dude, I guess, just invented like fentanyl, the main bad guy, because like,
oh yeah, like, I guess so, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. The very beginning, yeah. I hate that. The guy that they played for Judah, or the star that plays Judah, like he's easily the worst part of this movie. I hated him so much. His acting was really bad. It was a very weird
decision, because it's like, okay, the bad guy is like a S&M cult leader who invented fentanyl. Like,
but like, it's like his acting and the dialogue is bad for him, just all around. Like the directing, like the whole thing where like he kills the guy by injecting it into him, and he just like turns around and just like, I guess you were right. That was a bad batch. And I'm just like, ugh.
Oh man, the like one-liners are fucking terrible in this movie.
Like later on, the dude's like, go to hell. And he's like, I've already been there. And I must confess, I liked what I saw. And I'm just like, ugh. Oh. yeah. And I was just like, But, like, Ash wasn't too good either, because it was, like, nothing but pain for you now. And it's like, pain is my power. And he just, like, opens his coat and a million crows just come out. It was like,
there was, like, if you did not know what you were watching, do not worry, because, like, every other shot is a crow.
Yeah, there were a lot of crows.
Like, significantly more than the first movie. Like, were there shots of crows in the first movie? Like, I've seen the first movie like a handful of times.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a crow that's just like he could see through the crow's eyes, and like it takes him to like each of the guys, which this one did too. But I mean, there wasn't like 1,000 crows that came out of his jacket. Like that scene right there, I think that like the guy who wrote the script, he was just writing it, and then like he got to a brick wall and it's like, I don't know what to do now. I think like he just wrote just Ash and Sarah getting killed and the bad guy winning, and he was like, yep, that's how we're gonna end the movie. and then like the producers, who unfortunately were the Weinstein brothers.
Yes, like, that was a little jump scare right at the beginning.
they were like, you can't just Ash has to win. So I was like, all right, just like, I don't know, just make a bunch of crows come out of this. They probably like did a bunch of coke and they were just like, I got it.
This is it.
Yeah,
this is gonna be the money shot. I do, so I guess, like, I'll explain the plot for people who haven't seen this movie, because I don't blame anyone. It's not Eric Draven. It's Ash Corvin. So it's, like, a different guy. And then his son, is an idiot and runs out with this gang, like, just killing someone. And the bad guy is this weird S&M cult leader dude. And Iggy Pop and Co. are like his little minions. And so Iggy Pop and Co. are killing like this person. And then they're like, oh, well, we can't have any witnesses. And this kid and this dad are witnesses. And then they just like really revel in like the setup of just like killing these two.
Like
hush little babe. They're like singing a bedtime story.
You know who the actress was?
Trini.
The original yellow Power Ranger is like she was actually not bad. She was probably like the best in this movie. She was a lot better than everybody else.
That's true. Like there weren't a whole like everyone had a lot of energy, I'll say that.
Yeah, the guy who played Ash, like he wasn't any good, but he really like put all of it
into he didn't do a good job, but you can tell he was trying his damnedest.
This was like a passion project for him. Like this was like, yeah, this
like
this
he really great. Was like giving the looks, you know, like or like he's like looking at like the love interest like through like some fabric that's just strewn about in her house, and he's like. Looking from under his brow at her. And
well, when he killed the guy in the like striptease place, and he when he was digging the guy's eyes out, when he was like, "We didn't have a choice," he was like, "You've always got a choice," and it looked like he was like in pain while he was saying that. Like he acted shit out of that scene.
Do you know who that guy was, by the way? Got killed. Thomas Jane what's that fucking movie that he's in? The Mist.
Oh, I never saw The Mist.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a good movie. Recommend.
Okay. You're not the first person to tell me that.
Yeah.
So it's a good watch. Yeah, so they like killed the guy and his son, and in the first movie he came back a year later. In this one he just comes right back immediately. and it's Sarah, the little girl from the first movie. She's an adult and she's a tattoo artist. I didn't realize
it was the girl from the first movie.
Yeah, it was.
So she like left Detroit and like the slums of Detroit and just like move to a slum of Los Angeles.
I don't know what that, because it was like during the end of the movie, I could have swore that this was in like Mexico.
Oh, because there like, is a lot of, there's a lot of Day of the Dead stuff in this movie. Like, I guess it takes place in De Los Muertos.
Yeah, it's the Day of the Dead and like, there's like these like old shitty churches everywhere. Just like, and yeah, it was like really bad. It looked like Mexico City.
I mean, I thought it was City of Angels, Los Angeles.
It probably was.
Now you're making me wonder. I have no fucking idea where this is. And I saw palm trees. Like the palm trees get blown up at some point.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, it's probably Los Angeles. I mean, there's a very high Hispanic population there. So.
That's true. Yeah. More than in Detroit, possibly.
So it makes sense that it's like a bunch of white guys living in this like Mexican neighborhood or something. So he comes back, and so yeah, Sarah, she like sees him come back, so this is where it makes sense, is that like if you haven't seen it, it doesn't make sense, or if you didn't know the connection that she was the little girl in the first one, now like it makes sense, because she like sees this guy come back and she just like puts on the crow makeup on him. She's just like, I'm just gonna put this makeup on you.
I was like, huh, what are the odds?
Yeah, if you didn't know it was her, you're just like, yeah, like, huh, well, that's a coincidence.
Like, oh, not only do,
so does like every crow bring back like a guy and they put on that makeup. It just happened. Yeah, like, but no, it's the little girl from the first one. So she was like, hey, last time a guy came back from the dead, he put on his makeup, so I'm going to do that to you. I mean, it's still really weird. Like, imagine, like, just imagine this, like you and your little son get murdered. You somehow come back. You don't really know what's going on. And like, this chick comes and, like, starts putting makeup on you.
And also, like, the makeup is fucking, like, it looks like he's a mime. Like, it doesn't look like the crow makeup.
I don't know. I kind of
like they tried to like spin it a little bit where they don't like fill in his lips and like they don't fill in the eyeshadow or something, but it's like it's not it and then his hair does that weird flip just
I have way more beef with his hair.
Yeah, like the hair and makeup team just did everyone dirty in this movie. Like nobody looks good. Like Iggy Pop looks like Jennifer Aniston at home. Like,
well, that's just Iggy Pop. Like he probably just got out of bed and just came in.
The bangs, bro. Like they gave him these weird bangs. Like I don't know.
That might have been his style at the time. Like we are talking about Iggy Pop.
We are talking about Iggy Pop, but like Jesus Christ. He looks like someone's aunt.
Like everybody's wearing corsets too.
Yeah, and oh my god, everyone is like I don't want to body shame, but usually it's just like the casting director will tell you this, so I don't feel as bad. But like everyone is just like uncomfortably skinny in this movie.
Yeah.
Like again, I think it's the Coke. It just furthers my theory that everyone was on Coke while making this movie.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go back to a point that I just made. So you know, like how I said that it's like the reason why he gets the makeup is because the girl like Sarah she saw the first crow do that, so she did it for this guy. So that's why it's not just a thing that like every crow does. However, in the have you seen the third one?
I have not.
So the third one is the main guy, his girlfriend gets murdered, but he gets blamed for it and is framed and they like immediately just he gets executed. So they like take him to an electric chair and they put this helmet on him that like he gets electrocuted, but he immediately comes back as the crow. But the helmet burned the marks on him. So it's not makeup. He just happened to get, like, the crow burn marks.
Okay.
Like, burned into his skin.
I have to now, like the crow makeup lore is going to get stranger with this. I'm really into the TV show, The Crow Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, I never saw that one.
And in the TV show, it just like comes on and off. Like it's like it'll just it's like a part of him, like his skin. You hear the noises like and then he just has the makeup on. And
so it's kind of like Spawn.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing is when he's like he literally just falls from like heaven, I guess, when he dies, like he sees his wife and they're like, or his girlfriend or whatever. And they're both like in, I'm presuming heaven. And she's like, oh, you have to go back and like avenge me or whatever. And he's like, wait. And then he just like falls. And then it's also Day of the Dead that day, La Dia de los Muertos. So he lands in like a party going on. And then this like guy who's like at that party comes up and he's like, Senor, are you okay? And he has the crow makeup on. So it's like, is that? Yeah, he just has it on.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah. Like,
the first three actually give a reason.
Yeah.
I forgot the fourth one. I mean, the third one's stupid because it actually is a coincidence that it just like yeah. burns into his face. It just happened to be the exact style of the first two crows.
maybe the
fourth one, like, I don't remember what the fourth one is.
Maybe like it's just like you will have that makeup on if you become a crow, and either it'll just like be on you or you just feel compelled to like put it on
yeah,
somehow.
It's like fate. Like yeah, the first one he felt compelled. He just did it. Like first one, yeah, like he crawls out of his grave and he's like, oh my god, what happened? And he goes to his old loft. It's a year later and they haven't done shit to it. Like it still has like the caution tape and everything. And he just immediately is like, well, I gotta put some makeup on.
Yeah. I gotta put some duct tape on my arms. Like,
yeah.
he's like, fashion first. I appreciate it.
And then the second one, like I said, like, Sarah feels compelled to just go to this, like, dock where he just, like, he like flies out very dramatically, like comes out of the water and he's just in the air just screaming.
Yeah, then, very epic.
And then she like brings him to her apartment where she's like, all right, I gotta put this makeup on you.
To be like, I don't know what they were going for with like this whole style, but it was kind of like 80s glam rock punk.
Yeah, it's Alice Cooper.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like maybe she was just feeling the vibes, you know? And she's like, this actually works better now. This kind of makeup.
Yeah, I wish I could remember how the fourth one was, but it was like the same deal.
Is that the one with Edward Furlong?
Yeah, Edward Furlong and Dennis Hopper. Like, it should be good, like, but it's not.
Just also, like, I'm gonna hate again. Like, just all of these people do not look good with the makeup on. Like, Edward Furlong looks so weird with the makeup. And I like back then, I thought Edward, when I was a kid, I thought Edward Furlong was so hot. He was like my big
really?
Childhood crush. Yeah. But not in that crow makeup. I think it's just like Wajans look best in like that kind of makeup. Like then, if you're part white and part Asian, you're gonna rock the crow makeup.
Is he part Asian?
No, not Edward Furlong. Oh. But Brandon Lee.
Oh yeah, Brandon Lee, yeah.
And the other one who
made it look really good.
Mark Dacascos from the TV show, he looks good in it, and that's and he's Wajan as well. So,
and then now we have Bill Skarsgård, who he doesn't have the white makeup, right? I don't think he
just
has the lines under the eyes and the mouth.
They just went like SoundCloud rapper. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. So. That reminds me, that's the next point I was going to make. But before I do, I do want to remind us all that a few years ago, Jason Momoa was going to be the next crow.
Yeah, and I saw those pictures, and I was like, I'm into it. I think he's a little too buff for the role. Like
he really is.
Fucking nitpicky. I think that's the problem with this new one, is we all actually got excited when we found out, like, horror's darling Bill Skarsgård was going to be the crow, and then we saw the pictures, and we were like, oh, gotcha.
Yeah, a lot of Jared Leto jokes were made.
Yes, like, they should have casted Jared Leto. Like, come on.
All right, so... The first Crow movie was, it was very grunge. Like, it came out, like, in the whole, like, grunge scene was really popular. It's got the music going on all the time. Also, industrial. It was both grunge and industrial, because that was also big. Yes. So like the bad guy's hideout, it was like an old warehouse where like an industrial band was playing. And that's the whole deal. The second one, this one, City of Angels, is a lot more goth. And it was like, all right, we'll just amp the goth vibes like way the fuck up. Like there's those clubs I go into and there's like weird like women like being like covered in blankets that you can like kind of see their silhouettes in or whatever the fuck that was.
It's like goth to people who don't really know what goth is and they're confusing it with like just S&M.
Yeah, it was definitely very stereotypical.
Yeah.
Well, at the same time, not being too far off though.
it's like they definitely nailed the Los Angeles vibe. Yeah. I'd say, because it's like there's like I've only been to Los Angeles like once, but I could definitely see like that gang, like the glam rock Iggy Pop gang. Like I could see them like wandering the streets of, you know, Hollywood.
And like I said, everybody's wearing corsets. It looked like everybody was like they reused the costumes from Waterworld. It was like, all right, where would the Mariner wear? And then put a trench coat over that. And so, like, all the music is like Courtney Love. A lot of Courtney Love was going through the whole thing.
I love that Iggy just gave them one song. He's like, I'm only giving you one song, because they used it twice.
Yeah, I thought that they did. And then they used Courtney Love twice or three times. They did whole.
They like, used different songs of hers, right?
I think so. I'm not too familiar with her catalog,
but yeah, I don't.
There was like one or two times they used
twice,
where, like, where they were just like you just hear her go like just doing her thing that she always does, and then the credits were like Hole's cover of a Fleetwood Mac song. So that's the second one. I don't remember what the soundtracks were to 3 and 4, but this new one is 100% going to be trap.
You'd think, but I feel like they just don't know like their audience at all, and it's going to be like something totally different that doesn't even make sense.
I mean, because, like, these two were, like, what was really popular at the time. So, now trap is really popular in, like, SoundCloud, like you were saying, rappers.
Yeah.
I hope that
he, like, is a rapper. You know how, Eric Draven was, like, in a rock band.
Can't rain all the time. Yeah, he's gonna have like a song.
It can't drizzle all the tizzle.
it's definitely gonna be something like that.
Yeah, oh my god, if he raps like, I can't wait. I can't fucking wait.
Yeah. Do you think it's gonna be the same story? I think it is. As the first
they
one.
Didn't.
Like it's a remake, right?
If you watch the trailer, they show the entire movie. Like, you don't actually have to watch the movie now. Like, they show exactly how they kill, like, his girlfriend. And they show, like, the whole backstory. Like, they meet in prison or something like that. They're, like, both ex-cons.
Wait, who's they?
Him and his Eric Draven. Even if he is Eric Draven, I have no idea. Eric Draven and his girlfriend.
Oh, really? So they're putting a lot more into the backstory.
Yes. Yeah, it looks like the backstory is going to be a little more detailed in all the dumb ways. And they don't even have my problem is they don't even have like the iconic moment of him getting like thrown out the window. Like they like just like actually it's from City of Angels. Like they like put a bag over their head and then throw them off a bridge into water.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's how the comic did it, because I heard that it might be like a lot more closer to the comic.
Yeah, I don't know a thing about the comic, so.
Yeah, me neither. I do know that like the guy who wrote, who the author, or you know, like the guy who made it, made it because his girlfriend got ran over by a drunk driver, so like he used that tragedy to like write a bunch of comics about this guy coming back and just murdering everybody.
I did hear that too.
and the funny thing is, like, I saw this like interview with him, and he was talking about that, and like he got married again because his wife is in the background, and he like clearly like hates her. So he's like talking about this, and like in the middle of the interview, his wife is like from behind the camera, and she's like, "Hey, where's the thing?" And he's just like, "Shut the fuck up." So anyway,
you're not the dead wife. Imagine like marrying someone and like they already have a dead wife and like they just clearly hate you. It's like, fuck.
That and like their entire source of income is like inspired. Yeah, it's by about like, and he's still like always, he like can't get over it. And it's just like, I miss her so much. It should have been you.
Oh no, I feel so bad for this wife.
All right. City of Angels. I don't know. I didn't think it was too bad. I mean, there's definitely a lot wrong with it, but at the same time, I don't know. Maybe it's nostalgia because I saw it when I was like 16 and stupid, and I was very much in a goth phase myself at that time, and so I was like, "This is so cool."
Like, here's the thing: because rewatching it, it felt really nostalgic. Like, it's definitely like a time capsule of a movie. In terms of like, just like the energy, the look, the camera angles, just being like all Dutchy and like going all over the place, like
yeah. I mean, there was way too much green. Like the cinematography was terrible.
Yes, but that's like part of the time capsule. You know what I mean?
Like it's like very clearly, everything is very clearly a stage. Yes. Like a set. There's just fog everywhere. Just a shit ton of fog.
It was very like, it was kind of like a cross between like Batman and Robin and like Repo the Genetic Opera in terms of like feel.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's so very clearly bad, but like, yeah, I think it really is the nostalgic value. Like, if I saw it for the first time today, I'd be like, all right, this is, like, really bad. But, like,
again, it's still very entertaining.
It is, yeah. I don't know. I'm very torn because, like, I do enjoy it while at the same time know that it's, like, really bad.
I think that people like bad movies more now because, like, every movie has to be, like, perfectly like polished now. So it's nice to, it's kind of like refreshing just to see like something that's just like not completely, it's just like a kind of a piece of shit.
It's like listening to a record.
Yeah.
More of like a tape. More, it's like listening to a tape.
Yeah.
Watching a
local broadcast station.
Oh yeah.
You know, like, oh man, this is terrible. I love it. Yeah. So I think like it's probably more well received now than it was in the past. Maybe. Because there were a lot of these movies back then, so everyone was probably sick of that shit.
Yeah, it's just a classic Miramax. Just like they were just all like pretty bad.
And you would think that this went straight to video, but my friend said that he saw it in the theaters.
Hmm.
So it had some kind of theatrical release.
Yeah. You know what I actually did really like was there was a shot of him on a motorcycle. Like, first time he gets on a motorcycle, like, right after she puts the makeup on him. And she's just like, drop something. Yeah, anyway, so he's on the motorcycle, right? And then you see the camera from behind him, and his coat is like flapping in the wind, like a crow's wings, kind of.
You know that, like the guy, like the director is like, "Oh hell yeah, dude!" That's the money shot right there.
That was definitely like the money shot. That was the same. That was the shot that it took forever to do. They just like kept doing like shots after shots. Like, damn it, we still didn't get it, and they finally did. And the director was so proud of himself.
Yes. He's like, this is gonna be regarded as like the next best Crow.
and you know what? It is because the others. the others are actually worse. They just keep getting worse.
It's the most bizarre franchise for sure. Like if this was like an homage to My Dead Wife, like, you know, like kind of like in her memory, I'd be very mad.
Oh man.
Like the first one was good.
It was pretty campy itself.
Yeah, like it's definitely not my favorite movie. I think like my friend and I were watching it, and she was like, "This movie's like mad wet. It's just really wet." It's like, yeah, like every shot, it's just fucking pouring.
Are you talking about the first one?
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah, like it's so cheesy. It, the way people deliver the lines. Like nobody talks like that. T-Bird, he's just like, yeah, one of my crew, he got himself I don't remember what he said, but he was like he got himself killed, and he just said that so casually. And he's like, yeah, the guy couldn't join us tonight because he had a slick case of death.
What was there in City of Angels, there's one part where Trini's like, do you know how to fight? And then he goes, do you know how to die?
Oh my god. Like,
whoa, dude.
Yeah. Killer, like, you can just imagine everybody in the theater just be like,
whoa. Gasps heard around
the theater. You know, like that meme of Super Hot Fire. Have you seen that YouTube video?
No.
You know the meme where it's like there's like a bunch of black guys and guy in the middle.
Yeah,
and everybody's like, ah, and there's like one guy running through. So that comes from a YouTube video. I'll send it to you when we're done.
I've seen the video. Yeah.
Oh, Super Hot Fire. Okay.
Where like he like is saying these disses and they're really terrible.
Yeah, and everybody, there's like a shitload of people behind them. They're like,
yeah, like, oh shit. Yeah, that's pretty much this movie summed up. Especially at the end where like everyone's like dancing in the street and like the crow's getting like hung and they're just like, woo! Like, they don't care.
No, I know. I made a note of that myself. Like, Judah is just like, you want to see him die? And everybody's like, yeah.
Woo, a lynching. Yeah.
And then, like, so let him, it happen. And then Shara runs up and stabs him. And, like, nobody does anything. And then the whole, everything that happened after that.
Like, when he gets stabbed, the crowd's like, oh, man, he really killed the mood.
And then the thousand crows fly out of the guy and kills Judah. And then, like, there's, like, a really great shot of everybody just standing there, just watching, doing nothing.
The extras, like, it's so funny because, like, you could, I loved watching the extras in this movie because they were just, they had no idea what they were doing. There was very little direction.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that was, and then, like, Sarah was so stupid. Like, she just, like, so the guy, he's holding a knife and she just ran into it.
A lot of them are really dumb in this movie. Like, remember when Trini's, like, gonna, like, put the tattoo gun in that guy's eye?
Yeah.
He, like, she's like, hold still. He opens his eyes, like, really wide.
Like, well, I mean, his eyelids aren't going to do anything to...
That wouldn't be your reaction.
Yeah, no, that's true. He's like, he's watching it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's interesting the way the movie ended because like Sarah dies, she gets stabbed, and then Ash kills Judah with the crows, and he just gets on a motorcycle and just rides off. and then he just rides into the sunset.
And, like, the fact that his name's Judah, and they're like, ooh, it's like Judas. Get it, guys? Like, wow, real deep. Real fucking deep, dude.
I hate that actor so much.
Also, Sarah, I was like, who it, like, she looks so familiar. Like, who is she? And I looked it up and she's have you seen Not Another Teen Movie?
Yeah.
She's the sister who's like trying to fuck Chris Evans the whole time.
Huh. I don't remember that movie. Only thing I remember in that movie is the European chick who's just naked. That's well, all I remember.
It's worth a rewatch because it's still so good. And it's just so funny because like the line that I remember her saying is like she goes up to Chris Evans and Chris Evans is her brother and that's like the joke is like she's always trying to fuck her brother. And she's like, hey, why is it that every time I fuck a guy, they want to put it in my ass? And he's like, and then she's like, and then every time they do, I take a big dump after. And so, like, I'm just thinking of that line and, like, watching the rest of this movie. And I, like, cannot take it seriously.
Yeah. She was an alright actress. I thought that she did her part pretty well. She's not really in it much.
She just, like, was so good in Not Another Teen Movie that it overshadows her performance in this.
She is the girl from the first one, but she's totally not the girl from the first one.
like
she doesn't look the same. She's very different.
Wasn't the first one blonde too?
Yeah, like, yeah. She was blonde and she was like sassy and shit.
Yeah, like, and like, and she looked grunge too. She was all like, yeah, grungy. She had like,
but this one she's goth, so that makes sense, you know.
Yeah,
continuity works, but like, it's just a very different actress, a very different character, a very different performance, and
Yeah, she was completely changed. I mean, I guess she was traumatized after, like...
Yeah, living in both these cities will do that to you.
And now it makes sense because I was like, oh, they're trying to, like, shove another little girl in this movie. Like,
oh, yeah, that was definitely like,
oh, what's your name? My name's Kelly. What's it to ya? Oh, no, another sassy little girl.
I like the part in the first one where, like, she's trying to get her mom to come home, and Fun Boy is just like, why don't you go play with your dolls? She's like, I don't have any dolls.
In the TV show Stairway to Heaven, it's really funny because, like, they have to, like, it has to be way more family friendly. So her mom's just like kind of an alcoholic.
Okay. Relatable.
Yeah, and then she has to like go to AA meetings and it's like, I don't know, man. It doesn't pack the same punch.
Okay. So what else? What did you think of Iggy Pop?
Again, his bangs were a little distracting for me, but yeah. He was in the movie a lot more than I thought he'd be.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
I'm not mad at. Like,
yeah,
I like
Iggy Pop. Yeah. Yeah, he was definitely good for the movie. He like fit the scenery and the tone.
Kind of
and
made
everything.
The vibe. I'll say. Yeah, like, I feel like they got Iggy Pop and they're like, okay, now we kind of know what the vibe should be.
Yeah, but he's a really bad actor.
Like, yeah. I mean, again, like everyone's giving it their all in this performance, but no one's really that good.
Yeah, he was like just delivering his lines like, hey, you bitch.
I know, like, it. I always forget, like, his, like, almost non-accent. Because, like, you would think that he has, like, some kind of accent. And then he's just like, hey, I'm Iggy Pop. Like, that's how he talks.
Yeah. And, like, yeah. So that was distracting of how bad of an actor he was. But, like, he looked really cool. And, like, he was definitely, like, the movie was definitely filmed around him. Like,
yes.
they probably just got Iggy Pop first. They were like, so what movie is this going to be? Like, we don't know yet. and like, here, do a line of coke. All right, good. And then just like kind of be yourself. And
all right, what franchises do we got? Like just looking down the list. Oh, fuck The Crow. Oh, hell yeah, brother. Let's do it.
And then there's the guy in the striptease place who like that
he
guy
like freaked the fuck out in that booth too. That was like my favorite part of the movie.
Yeah, but when like the screen goes down and he like,
but you don't have enough money to jerk off in front of me, and then it's like he's fiending. Like he's like, God damn it! Like,
yeah, he just like goes on like a tantrum.
Yeah, like,
I don't know how to describe what he did, but it was very like wild.
He's trying to reach in his pocket to get another token so he can see the naked it? Lady, but like he just flips the fuck out. That's the moment I was like, I think everyone's on cocaine. Like, yeah. That's not, like, how do you improvise that? He must have just, like, done it because he was fucked up. And then they were like, that was actually brilliant.
Yeah. And then Ash just, like, he's like, one crow, sorrow, two crows, dead!
Is that what he says when... The screen comes up.
Yeah, well, not then. It was so, like, the screen comes up, and he was just like, He's just taunting him, and then he jumps through the glass, and then they both go through the wall, like a paper. It's a paper fucking wall. They just go right through it, and then there's a guy with.
I think that he should have like kept jerking off as like a power play.
And then a guy shows up with like a shotgun and shoots him. And then after he gets shot, that's when he starts doing his thing. It's like one crow, sorrow, two crows, dead. And then like he grabs a shotgun and then he's like three crows. I forgot all the things he says, but it's like by the time he goes up to like seven or eight crows, he's like, a secret never to be told. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing right now? Like, what is a secret never to be told? Like, what? Why? What was the purpose of that?
They don't know. They just wrote it. I love that, like, because this happened in the TV show, too, where it's like, oh, a bunch of crows. It's called a murder of crows. Yeah,
I was waiting so long for that, and they never did it. I'm glad that they
did. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like in the first one.
Did it? No.
No, not in the first one, but in this one they did.
Did they? When?
Yeah, that's when he calls when the dude's flipping out in the sex booth. He answers the phone and then he's like, oh no, sorry. Iggy Pop is in the sex booth. Right. And yeah, that's already when he was dead. Yeah. And then Iggy Pop, pulls up the phone. Then he's like, he says what's a bunch of crows all together? A murder. And he's like, oh no, man, I'm going to get killed. I'm gonna get it's murdered.
Like, this one, like, the Riddler is the crow in this one.
Yeah. And then the random card trick he does. Like, the first death, he's like, ooh, pick a card, any card. Like, what is...
He does something corny for everybody. Like, yeah, with Trini, he's like, hush, little baby.
Oh my god, that's the best one. And then he like winds himself
don't say
up
a word.
And throw her out of the window.
Yeah, yeah. Like he's holding this doll. He's like cradling this doll. He's like, hush, little baby. Shh. Don't say a word. And he picks her up.
You a big dead bird and tosses her out the window.
Yeah.
Epic.
And then there's the Iggy Pop one. So he's in a club. He gets his green cocaine. He snorts that. And then he sees Ash. And he just bolts. He's just out of there. And he gets on a motorcycle. And he's just gone for miles. Up until, like, somehow Ash is in front of him. And then he goes, you think I'm afraid of you? Like, you just ran for your life. Yeah.
And then he's like, you think I'm afraid of you? And then he still runs away.
No, he that time he drives his bike towards him. He's like trying to run him over, but then actually grabs his shotgun and just shoots him.
Yeah, that's I was gonna, and then he just kind of like gently puts him in the water. Is he like paralyzed or something?
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, he's like, you think I'm afraid? Do you think I'm afraid? Do you think I'm afraid?
Like, yeah, buddy, I do.
yeah, these guys were fucking goofy. Yeah, so there's that, and then...
Yeah, he just picks them off one by one.
Yeah, as the crow does.
Yep. As you do when you're a crow.
Alright. News. There's some brand new news since the new trailer came out. Tell me, what do you know about the Florida Joker?
Oh no, I don't know anything about this.
Do you know who he is? The Florida Joker?
No.
Oh my god, you've been missing out. All right, so there's this guy who lives in Florida.
Oh no, I do know. Okay, continue. I don't know the news about him, but to the audience who might not know him.
Okay, yeah, there's this guy living in Florida who goes by the Florida Joker, and the reason why he goes by the Florida Joker is because he lives in Florida. But he has tattooed the Joker, like, on his face. Like, he has facial tattoos of, like the stitches from the scars on the Joker, like the smile, and like his eyes, he tattooed black, and he's got words like the Jared Leto Joker. He's like every Joker combined into one, just all with tattoos. Bro, and it looks
fucking twisted.
It's so fucking stupid. And like he like got like infamous a few years ago when he got arrested for like having like an assault rifle in the middle of the street or something. So he's been really big on Instagram and TikTok. And then the trailer to the new GTA game came out, and for like a second you see a guy who looks a lot like him, another guy with like facial tattoos, and he's been making a bunch of TikTok videos saying like, Rockstar GTA, we gotta talk because you're stealing my likeness. And he's like demanding $1 million, and like they haven't responded to him. So like every week he makes another video like, you have until my birthday to like give me $5 million, and it went up to $6 million, and then eventually $10 million, and like the highest ever one was $20 million. Rockstar never fucking reached out to him. And like everybody's just making fun of the guy because like he has no case, and he's just like, I just got off the phone with my Jewish lawyer.
And oh no, he's Jewish.
Yeah, that, you know, that's game over right there. And so anyway, he's been doing that for several months now. Do you know or I guess you don't know, but would you like to guess what happened when the trailer to the new Crow movie came out?
Oh, so just anyone with a face tattoo, he like immediately is threatening to sue with his Jewish lawyer.
He made a video that said, Rockstar, we don't gotta talk. The Crow, we gotta talk. You stole my likeness. Like, seriously, like, oh my god, it was the best thing that could happen. Like, I was so happy. I was like, I love this. This is like, oh, it's so good. I'll
send you some videos. It makes me want to like just get his exact face tattoos, just so he can like try and sue me.
The funny thing is that like so. He's got, like, green hair, but the guy on the GTA trailer had purple hair. So the very next video, his hair was purple all of a sudden.
Yo, get that bag. Yeah, he's about that. So he's about that bag.
So this led me to thinking, I want to see a Crow movie with the Florida Joker. Like, have him as the Crow. He just has all the tattoos, and he's just like, yo, but it's like just this really shitty actor, just like all this shit, like, because he's not an actor. Like, when he talks, he mumbles.
I can't imagine. I mean, he's a Floridian, like, and I'm not saying like every Floridian's like that, but you know, he's classic grade A Floridian right there.
Yeah, he's probably hanging out with the island boys.
they look like they'd all be in the same cell together. I'm thinking of, do you know Joe Carr? Jokar? It's like this Indian dude who like makes this like twisted face, like he like smiles and he only shows the whites of his eyes. And like, he made a bunch of like, you like short videos, like TikToks, where like he kind of like avenges someone. Like these people will be like picking on some guy, and then he'll like stop them, and then he'll like get all twisted and Joker faced. I'm wondering if he could be the next Crow as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, just the Joker and the Crow work so well together.
Yeah. Especially after Jared Leto.
Yeah. Jared Leto bridged that gap.
He's a pioneer. Yeah. Well, do you have anything else after this? Like, anything that you didn't bring up that you wanna?
Let me.
I think we pretty much covered everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So I haven't been rating the movies lately because it just kind of takes too long. So we'll just go ahead and do the double features. So if you could watch.
We could, like, overall rate it.
All right. Yeah, if you want. Sure.
I'm going to give it. I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10.
That is really high.
Yeah, it might be too high. But that's my problem, is I like always rate it really high right after I see it, and then the rating goes down like later in life. In terms of bad movies, I'll give it a 7 out of 10. In terms of just all movies I've seen ever, like 3 out of 10, because it's still entertaining.
Yeah, 3 what? Crows, maybe?
3,000 crows coming out of someone.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's like the 1,000 crows coming out of that guy, but 3 times. Like, 3 of that guy in a row.
All right. Yeah, it's very low. It's really shady, but you know, it is entertaining, and they're like, I liked the vibe. I liked this, like, how moody it was and everything, but it wasn't like, it didn't take itself too seriously, which I appreciate. You know, it's a lot like the Batman movie, but that it, like, if this had a higher budget and it took itself a lot more seriously, it would have been the Batman.
Yeah, and like, I think that's the problem with a lot of movies now, is like every movie has to take itself like way too seriously, because like there's not really much room for error in terms of like executives being like, no, we're funding this and it's got to make some fucking money. So like all movies are kind of like that now, and there is something nostalgic about just a bad, shitty fuck movie. That no one really fucking cared about, but made it anyways.
I did enjoy the Batman. Like, I got nothing against it. It's just a
very, I loved the Batman. I thought it was great.
It's just a very serious version of this movie. Or the original Crow. So I'll give it 4 lines of green cocaine that Iggy Pop snorts. Right before he very bravely runs away.
He's not scared. He just has to go somewhere really quick.
he saw the makeup and it reminded him of something he had to do. All right, cool. Well, this has been fun.
In terms of double feature... I would go with, honestly, okay, I guess it's a TV show, but I would go with Stairway to Heaven, because I love that TV show. It's so bad, but in a totally different way. Like, it's like 90s, like, kids show bad, where like everything's in the light, which is like very weird for something like The Crow. They tone everything down. Like The Crow gets like a job and like starts paying rent. Like it's a very weird premise for a TV show, and it's terrible, but that's kind of the fun part about it. So I'll say watch this Bad Crow and then watch the TV show Bad Crow, because those were the two that I've had the most fun watching.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Cool. I would, you know, this actually reminded me of another movie that's a lot better, but it still reminded me of this. City of Lost Children.
Huh, the French one?
Yeah, because that was also like there was just water everywhere, you know, water and fog, and like everything's green. It was like tonally very similar, and like it looked like the same sets basically. So I would watch that one first, and then this one. It seemed like it took place in the same city.
Have you ever seen Mirror Mask?
No.
I feel like you'd like that. That's okay. I'd say that that's another, if you were to do a triple feature, add Mirror Mask in there, because it's got the same vibe. It's a Neil Gaiman story, so.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I'll throw that in there as well. All right, well, Jenna, thanks for joining. It's been a while since you were on here. I'm glad I was able to get you back. You're difficult to reach because we have completely different schedules.
Yes, I have a completely different schedule from everyone now, which, yay, at least I'm making money.
Hell yeah. I think when the new Crow movie comes out, if it's this podcast, we could do that. If not, we could probably do the Edward Furlong one.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I'm down. Like, I'm definitely watching the next two Crows, like, tonight.
Oh, nice. Let me know what you think.
Oh, I will.
The third one is so drastically different because it's like, I don't know. It's like it's not really a Crow movie, even though it is.
That's the one Kirsten Dunst, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it feels very different. It's a completely different tone. Like I said, like he's not wearing makeup. He has burns. And then the next one after that with Edward Furlong, he puts on the makeup again, and it's like closer to the first two. So. I think that the third one would kind of be okay if it wasn't a Crow movie. Because it's more of like a noir kind of like whodunit kind of thing. It's a murder mystery.
Okay. Well, you know, this is a very cursed franchise to begin with. So it's the good thing about The Crow is you don't really go in expecting much.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is why I think the outrage of this new one's funny, because it's like, guys, none of them have been good except for arguably the first one.
Just let it die.
Yeah. Fucking shoot it. Shoot it in the... Oh, wait. Can't say that. Too soon?
That's what we were saying about the movie we did on here last week, which was Hellraiser 3. And that's another franchise where it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse.
It's like the source material's so good, but like just the general like population doesn't know what to do with it. Yeah. And so like when just someone random is given the opportunity to like kind of create something above like what the work is supposed to be, they just fuck it up because they focus on the wrong parts.
Yeah, I mean, like, the first two Hellraiser movies were so good. Harvey Weinstein got a hold of it. Just like this one with The Crow, he ruined that franchise too. and he just fucked it up. And like, there should have just been the first two movies, and that was it. Like, The Crow should have just been the first one. But no, Harvey Weinstein is like, I need more. But I don't know what's going on.
He's out there to ruin everyone's life.
Yeah.
One way or another.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, Hellraiser 3 is kind of like Crow's 2, City of Angels, where it was just like completely missed the mark.
Yeah, just focusing on the wrong parts, and it's like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Yep. All right, well, this was fun, and I'll try to get you back on here again later.
Yeah. All right.
Everybody else who's listening, appreciate that. And with that, see you later.
See you later.